how important was that just to kind of get it rolling?
Yeah, it's been the last couple of games have been rough for us. We ran into some teams that have played well, and we haven't. We were playing really well for such a long time that I think we just kind of that grind got away from us a little bit for a couple of games. And sometimes you just need a good feeling to get back rolling. And it was good to jump on them early, especially in this building. It can get out of whack pretty quickly if you're not on your toes. So it was nice to get a good start in here coming after the break, getting a huge one before the break too, to go up 2-0.
And not only that, but a shorthanded goal. I mean, how nice is it to get that when you guys are down a man and to get things really rolling?
Yeah, typically in years past, we've had some success scoring shorthanded. Hasn't been the case so much this year, but that's always a boost. You go down and you want to just grind it out and kill the two minutes, and when you come out of that up a goal, big boost for your club.
Like, how does it feel to be the points leader for this franchise?
It's it's not something that I've set out to do or thought about. I really feel like a product of some good teams, and I've played on some really good lines, play a lot of minutes. So I just feel fortunate for the opportunities I've have here and the guys I get to play with every single night. It's not going to be long before one of these guys on this team passes me. That'll be a good moment too. But like I said, I think that's just a reflection of taking advantage of your opportunities and playing with a lot of really good guys.
So it's an 0-0 in afternoon games. I don't know if you were asked this already, but is there something that you guys like about this?
This is the best part right now. Yeah. Now you get to, you know what you get to do, but, I think it's one of those things where you get that good feeling and you have some success doing it and you build confidence doing it. You get a routine, that works for you. So I think we've really emphasized that day before, having a good practice, upbeat practice. We use that as our morning skate, and just coming to the rink ready to play. Get that first couple shifts ready, get through your rotation one time and get everyone into the game, get involved, and it's great. I mean, winning an afternoon game, now you got the rest of the day to enjoy it.
Like, you're so good at home. We know that. Minnesota. And, even at 2-0, they come so hard and forecheck so well in the second period. And what do you have to do to kind of endure that and really come out against this team? Because they are so good.
Well, you got to understand that it's not always going to look the way you want it to in here, and you got to just kind of withstand some of that pressure. There are going to be shifts where they spend a few rotations through in your zone, and you're going to need some big saves from your goalie. And ultimately, you just got to just battle, and understand that it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to feel great always in here, but excuse me. The longer you can stay with it, especially that first period, you give yourself a chance. We've had many games in here where we come out and it's, out of hand after the first, and then you're really in trouble.
Given they haven't lost in here since their season opener, their home opener, given the rivalry and all that, is this among the most complete games you guys have played? Or?
It's probably a good thing we didn't know that. that always helps. But, there's factors that play into that too. I mean, they played in Phoenix a couple nights ago and they got to travel yesterday, and it's kind of a quick turnaround for them. So being respectful of that, you want to jump on them, knowing that. And so I think that obviously helps us. But it's always a tough building. Like I said, all those things factor into it. But you got to withstand that first period. It's a lot like what teams say about coming into our building. You get through the first and then it's game on.
Yeah, so among the most complete games you guys have played this year? Yeah. What do you think?
There's a lot of good, a lot of good. You shut a team out in their building, obviously you're really happy about that. So I think, like I said, we can reflect on this one, some good things we did, and hopefully we can carry that good feeling into Montreal.